Today, walking on the beach north of Kameno Head a few miles, I found my first tsunami radioactive debris, a plastic bag with Japanese lettering. So, I thought, here comes the onslaught, litter drifting thousands of miles, all a terrible detritus of that tragedy rolling and tumbling across the wide Pacific to arrive finally on our pristine doorstep. Won't be long, I figured, before all us beachcombers would need a Geiger counter and a crash course in reading Japanese. Everything from rusting Priuses to entire houses broken into their original components, all laying down on the sand like a garage sale from hell. Sure, a lot of us Southenders would sift through the spoils, maybe set up a mother-in-law unit out back by the edge of the nettle forest, nice for the missus's old lady, a few extra wrenchings of background radiation, no worse than daytime TV screens. Plenty of stuff for the weekend teenagers to build something a little more architectural than driftwood forts. Maybe three-story kid condo units, outfit them with cabinets and furniture and square dishware. Sort of a Tokyo motel. A few hundred yards further, I found a rusting washing machine cylinder. And another ways down, some casing for the washing machine. I looked for Japanese labeling, but nothing readable. Quarter of a mile later, I stumbled on the washer case. Pretty new looking. Kenmore it had on its instrument panel. American. Probably not radioactive. Probably not from the tsunami. Probably rolled down the bluff a week earlier if my forensic litter skills are still up to date. I guess the alarm bells of that tsunami debris are fair warning for the coastline here to Alaska, but me, I'm more worried about appliances tossed off the front yard of my neighbor's places down the bluff. Landslides of steel and plastic hurtling toward me in a white trash avalanche. All I can ask, I guess, is holler down a warning. Seems like the neighborly thing to do. That, or just take it to the dump like the Northenders do, might save a few lives.